So I am somewhere in Soho Square, and I'm talking to
Doug Richard of School for Startups.
And we're here because
we are here because tonight I am launching the School for Creative Startups Angel Society,
which basically means money for creative technology stuff.
Creative, first and foremost, the creative industry. I mean, the basic idea is that there are angel groups for technology littered around the country. There are incubators for technology startups littered around the country. There's everything for technology around the country. But there is very little for the creative industries. And so my theory is there's wonderful young companies being started every day in probably the most important sector to the south of England, and certainly the London. Why shouldn't we have an angel society that tracks it, invests in it, advises, mentors, and helps it succeed?
Okay, so this is going to be maybe 20 grand to see something, maybe 300 grand to get something going?
In that range. I mean, I would have thought, I mean, creative companies tend to be pretty small capital. So I'd have thought most of it will be in the 0 to 150K range.
Okay. And England's always had a problem with creative. They thought it's music or fashion. What's your definition of creative?
Broader than that, that's for sure. I mean, it's certainly got the traditional ones. And so you've got radio, TV, and film. You've got fashion and accessories. And you've got artisanal products and crafts. The new ones are digital media, software that's for a creative purpose rather than for a technical purpose. You've got the food industries, which are now doing creative work. Food science itself is an area of creative endeavor.
Yeah.
All these things are creative industries.
And that's probably one of your big challenges, is to convince the UK that creativity is not just music and food, but goes into
well
the very
beyond.
Fabric of society.
Well, I think that one of the things that's very entertaining about this is the UK's primary export is being the UK. It's a creative and cultural condition. And therefore, the UK actually makes most of its money on intellectual property. It sells education abroad. It sells advertising abroad. It sells creativity abroad. And so the heart and soul of the UK is the fact that it is one of the most amazingly creative nations in the world.
And we give it all away.
And we give it all away. Not for long, baby.
Fantastic.